She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
And good morning to you, Mal. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good today. I hear you're off work, but you're still getting up to talk to us. We really appreciate that, by the way.
It's the least I can do. You know, I'm old and get up early anyway.
I mean, isn't it true, though? Because you got to pee. Like, right, on the week, yeah. I cannot tell you Saturday mornings how irritated I am that at 5:30 in the morning I'm up because I have to pee.
Yeah, they say if you hold it, you could end up with an infection. So get up and, you know, take care of business.
That's right.
That's another right. sign of aging when you're talking about infections, by the way.
Right.
Good for us.
All right, so. Of course, you know, Mal, I know the Cyclones have just, you know, you're trying to pick them this year has really been your Achilles heel.
It really has. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start with them again because they are the ones being chased now these days after their big win last week over TCU. And now they're on the road tomorrow to take on a West Virginia team that's not that bad.
Oh, man. I hadn't watched that victory at Buffalo Wild Wings and Ankeny among the clone fans.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How was that?
Well, the bar, I was on the other side of the bar because it was full, but all the grown men turned into woohoo girls.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I was trying really hard to be happy. And my face hurts from fake smiling and giving the, at least we're all from Iowa speech. I'm just over it. God. And actually, that's how all the Cyclone fans at work have all turned into SpongeBob with that voice. They're just all, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. It's just, I can't. It's just so much. And then I drive home from work and I see all these personalized plates heading to Ames with, yesterday there was like four. I'm like, oh my God, right in front of me. Anyway, that's
Well, I think you could be more happy if ever your pick for them was right. But, you know, last week. But it's gotten to the point, Mal, where fans...
Colleen, I didn't even know you were on these segments.
Well, let's be honest. I think you've only picked him right once.
Twice, and you know what? Go pee, Colleen. Leave me alone. This is a trap game everybody's talking about, because in West Virginia, it's favored by 2.5. That is disrespect, clone fans. I'm sorry.
That is not very respectful. I agree.
Yeah. But, you know, they're heading to, isn't that like Amish country there?
Is it? Sure. I don't know.
There's like top 25 teams that go there and they disappear. So that concerns me for the Cyclones. I'm not concerned if they disappear. But the thing about West Virginia is these guys put up piles and piles of points, and they just have narrowly lost some close games. And the experts are actually saying West Virginia has the better their losses are better, so that makes them better. I'm like, okay, Oklahoma, TCU. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, my God, I'm standing up for the clones.
But, this is the upside-down world.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm kind of, and I'm not happy for them. But the thing is, I think that we're going to see a very high-scoring game here, and they have receivers like Iowa State's receivers, which the more I look, the more NFL-y they are looking.
More,
I
mean, aren't they?
They look good in that. Defense for Iowa State, good Lord.
Yeah. I don't know where was all the defense during the Cy-Hawk game for both teams, by the way.
Yeah, those teams have both changed a lot.
They sure have, yeah.
It's going to be a back-and-forth game, and a lot of people want me to pick, you know, West Virginia here. And all week I thought, you know, I'm probably going to pick West Virginia. You know, it's a trap game, going with this type, you know. But I hate to use these words, and I'll try not to ever use them again. I think Iowa State's just a machine right now, and I think they have the hot hand, and I think that it will be a high-scoring affair, and I think it's going to be 41-35 Cyclones, and I'm picking them because the edge I give to them because their defense is so much better than West Virginia's.
All right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.